With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. A Republican representative from Kalispell says voters should be required to show a photo ID in order to cast a ballot. Representative Derek Skies introduced his proposal to change Montana's law during a House committee meeting Thursday, while opponents argued the bill would make it harder for some people to vote. Representative Skies says his bill, HB 357, is an attempt to protect the state's election system from voter fraud.
To make sure the folks that are voting in Montana are actually the folks that are eligible to vote in Montana.
Last October, Montana's then Secretary of State issued a statement saying there were no verified incidents of voter fraud in Montana. During Thursday's committee meeting on his bill, Representative Skies told lawmakers that he could not point to any prosecuted cases of voter fraud. But he said it could happen, and it does happen, so safeguards like requiring voters to show photo ID are needed.
Voter fraud is like trash on the highway. You know somebody committed it, but can you say who put that trash there? Once voter fraud occurs, it's difficult to prove. So if a situation exists where it could, then my constitutional oath to the state of Montana is that I'll do everything in my power to ensure the purity of the elective process. And as the process works now, you can do bad things.
No one testified in support of Skies' bill. Opponents to the bill say it would make it harder for some people to vote, especially inhibiting the voting access of students, senior citizens, people with disabilities, minorities, and the poor.
Requiring photo ID for voting, especially when not needed for any other purpose, creates an unnecessary and unreasonable burden on otherwise eligible voters.
This is Kathy Bramer. She worked as an election staffer under former Secretary of State Linda McCullough. She's also served as an elections judge in the past three statewide elections.
Those experiences have convinced me that House Bill 357 is designed to address a problem that doesn't exist. There is really no evidence of intentional voter fraud in Montana. There is no need to vet voters any more than is already required by Montana election law. House Bill 357 would discourage voting by those who don't have or need a driver's license or other photo ID.
According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, the issue of requiring voter identification has been one of the hottest topics in elections policy, starting in the early 2000s and picking up pace from 2011 to 2013. Wendy Underhill, the director for elections at NCSL, says after seeing states across the country push for stricter voter ID laws, the pace has slowed in the last few years, but picked up again recently.
So I don't know for sure why this year we're seeing that uptick after it being a little bit sleepier in the last couple of years. But one possibility is that President Trump has brought the election system and the potential for voter fraud to the forefront again.
Underhill says there is legislation in about half a dozen states moving forward this year that would require voters to have a photo ID to cast a ballot. Montana does currently require voters to present some kind of ID. That can be a utility bill, a bank statement, or some kind of government document showing the voter's name and current address. The bill proposed by Representative Derek Skies would require voters to present a driver's license, state or tribal ID card, passport, or concealed weapons permit at a polling place or when applying for an absentee ballot. A similar voter ID bill was vetoed in 2011 and died in committee in 2013.
It would really lead to voter suppression in our community.
This is Jordan Thompson with the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes. He testified against the bill.
People think it might be easy to get an ID, but for some folks it's incredibly difficult, especially on our reservation. It's 1.2 million acres.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Montana, Disability Rights Montana, the American Association of Retired Persons in Montana, several student groups, among other advocacy groups, also testified against the bill, saying if it passed, it could hurt voting access for some parts of the population. Representative Derek Skies says he doesn't think his bill would create any hardship for people on low incomes who want to vote. He also says that just because the government hasn't reported any voter fraud doesn't mean it's not happening. A spokesperson for Montana's newly elected Secretary of State, Republican Corey Stapleton, says the Secretary of State will consider any legislation that will lead to ensuring fair elections. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.